Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall, and everybody.
Now, who's going to win the World Series this year?
I have no idea, but I know that the Mets open up today, so, and we are the forecasters for the New York Mets, so I already sent them the forecast.
All right. It's going to be a little chilly open day, but still not that bad.
Not terrible, yeah. And I'm going to make some changes for us, too, for the mid-morning update. There may be showers getting here by late in the day. And I only think the temperatures today will be 50 to 55 because of the stubborn cloud cover. Tonight we'll have showers and fog, 50. For tomorrow, rain will be followed by late day clearing, and the highs will be in the low 60s.
Now, when you say rain, steady rain?
Light rain. Yeah, okay. Light rain. Yeah, light rain or drizzle. Yeah, nothing heavy.
Okay.
Nothing heavy at all. And your Saturday will be nice. Sunny to partly cloudy, mid-50s. Easter Sunday. Showers in the morning, partly cloudy in the afternoon, low 50s. It'll be sunny on Monday with a high between 45 and 50 degrees. And Anthony J. will be here for me on Monday before I forget.
What? Why?
Because I won't be getting home till very late Easter night.
Okay. You're going to have an Easter party.
No, I don't think so. No. I'm not too thrilled at all about it. You know, I don't really look upon being in the car and driving all over the place on Easter weekend as something that I look forward to. And I've actually been dreading this. I kid you not, been dreading this since I found out about this back in the fall. And several of my friends laugh because every time we get together, I bring this up. I just don't believe that a friend of mine his birthday is the 31st, March 31st.
Yeah.
And he's turning 60. And he decides that he's going to have a party. And he's going to have a party on
Easter.
Holy Saturday. Okay. The 31st on his birthday. And he's going to have it at a Mexican restaurant. And he's going to have it on Long Island. In a shopping mall on Holy Saturday. And to boot, not only are you going to do this, and I could talk about this because I know they're no way listening. You're not only going to do this, but now to add insult to injury, you're going to make this in the afternoon. So not only are you having a Saturday affair on Holy Saturday, a busy weekend in a mall with shoppers and traffic, but now you're going to do it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon as compared to a Saturday evening. So I have to drive down to Long Island Saturday and be there at 1. It's over at 5. I have to be at my church by 7 to set up the video because we're doing something with the Easter Vigil to show the parishioners what's going on outside. At 7 o'clock, that I will probably get home from about 10 p.m. And then Sunday morning, I will again get back in the car and drive almost to the same exact place to relative's house. I'm going to two different places. Got to be there at 2 o'clock Easter Sunday afternoon. And then after dinner, drive to the South Shore to my sister's for dessert, which will be about 7, 8 o'clock at night. And then head back home, which means I should get home about 11 o'clock at night. Doesn't that sound like just what you want to do on Easter weekend?
I think you're crazy.
Yeah, it's still aggravating me.
As a kid, I used to love to travel. Back in the days when we had big family gatherings, every other year when you'd go to somebody else's house, there'd be some 50-some people that would show up at Auntie's. There would be some 50-some people that show up at our house. We would go to Bert and John's. We would rotate around every year at the different holidays. But there'd be 50 people in the house, and they were all family members. That was fun. But I never, ever was a fan of driving from one place to another on a tight timeline. Never. Not even as an adult. I just don't like that.
And I realize that some people are not religious, you know, and I don't force my beliefs on anybody, but have a little consideration, whether you're religious or not, and say to yourself when you're planning something like this on Holy Saturday, say, we better think about this, because what about the people, you know, who have so many things to do on Holy Saturday in preparation for Easter Sunday, and, you know, whether it's going to church, whether it's going out shopping, whether it is staying home cooking and baking and getting ready for Easter Sunday. What about these people? So you know what? Maybe what we'll do is we'll have it the following weekend. And let's not even talk about how jammed the mall is probably going to be to get in and get out of this mall. It's you know what I mean? It's a very, very popular mall on Long Island. So it bothers me that that wasn't taken into consideration. And I really, and I know what you're thinking, Marshall, I really should have just turned around and flatly said, sorry, we'll not attend.
Well, here's what it is. It's not even about religion. Let's say you've got a birthday coming up, okay? It's your birthday. And somebody invites you to a huge, very big party where a lot of their friends are going on that day. And it's your birthday. Would you go? Or would you celebrate your birthday with the, you know, with people that you've invited to be with? That's where the person who's holding this party is being very inconsiderate.
Right.
They're thinking
right.
totally only about themselves, even though they've got their friends, where they could have made it the party maybe one week earlier, or one
week later.
Or 1 week later. Celebrate birthday right. party like so. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right.
And you know what? If it was a big one, if it was a 40th, it was a 50th. Not many people throw birthday parties for a 60th.
I threw one to raise funds for the station when I was 60, and then I threw one at 65 when I became eligible for Medicare. But
I see that.
But 60 is a good time to celebrate a birthday, but you can celebrate the birthday the actual day or the weekend of it with your immediate family and have a big party for your friends, not on Easter weekend.
Right, exactly. And you know, and it just kills me that originally I was thinking that maybe I'm going to go there Saturday, bring Shirley, stay at a pet-friendly hotel so that this way I'm already there,
yeah.
almost in the same place for Easter Sunday morning. And then I thought about it. I'm not going to bring Shirley to a hotel, to a place that is strange to her, leave her locked up in the hotel room, you know, from 12:30 to 5:30, and then I wouldn't be able to do what I have to do with my video for my parish, because I'd be staying down on Long Island, and I had promised the pastor that I would set it up. So you know, so I have no choice. So I'm going to be driving back and forth four times over the course of Saturday and Sunday, and I said to Anthony right away, I said, Anthony, could you please do me a favor and work for me Monday morning, the day after Easter? He said, sure, why? Going to a big party? And I told him, he goes, oh, yeah. He said, you're definitely going to need the morning off. I said, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I said, I could easily work the afternoon, but I know when I get home, I'm going to be exhausted. I know it. And I'm not, you know, Marshall, I'm not a fan of driving, period. I just don't enjoy long drives. I mean, I dread when I have to drive to the Cape. Or to Maine. I just dread it. I can't wait to be there and come back.
I love driving. I still don't like having to drive and go to, like, let's say, eight different locations and have specific time things. One thing that I have to do at the a definite thing at the end, okay, that right. I have to be at. I don't like having to back up everything to that. That yeah. takes the fun out of the holiday. That makes the holiday work. And it shouldn't
be. I totally agree with you.
It shouldn't
be. I'm glad you agree with me.
I agree with you 100%.
But so do all my other friends. They all did agree, who were also invited. And one guy said, well, you know, he goes, I'm real sorry. He goes, and, you know, he's a very good friend of mine. He says, but I already made plans to visit my relatives in California. I'll be gone.
Yeah.
So he just politely sent it back and said, sorry, I won't be there. So, you know, I said, yeah, it's nice when you could just, you know, do that.
Well, give us the full rundown for Easter now, so everybody knows exactly what Easter is going to be like.
It will start with showers in the morning, and I really do think that by the time we get to lunchtime, It'll be partly cloudy, and the highs will be in the low 50s. A little bit breezy. Keep that in mind. The wind on Easter Sunday will be averaging probably 10 to 20 with some gusts into the 20s.
All right. And then what about that return to wintertime weather the next week?
It's still on target. I don't believe the American model is handling it well at all. I do think that the European and some of the other models are doing much, much better, but it's definitely on target, and I would definitely set my sights for the end of next week.
All right. A rain change into snow back to rain event?
No, it could be bizarre.
Okay. Well, we'll stop right there and won't worry about it.
Yeah, really.
Hey, Pat, happy yes. Easter.
I'll see you tomorrow.
You're right. Here I go again. There I go again. Losing days. There I go again, losing days.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
I certainly hope so. I hope I remember to come in. All right. Goodbye.
Bye, Michael.
Damn, you got me all confused with all that talk. I thought we were at Friday already.